Well, good morning, everybody. It's 8:15 Monday morning with Mike and Casey.
Mother, journalist, children's book author, and law student. Way to be an overachiever, Poppy Harlow.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me. Yes, I am doing a year. It's not a full JD, not a full law degree. It's a master's in studies of law, one-year program at Yale in the law school. It's me and the 25-year-old 1L student, and it's a program built for journalists and postdocs, and I absolutely love it. Look, I mean, a lot of this inspiration was from my dad, who was a lawyer and taught me to love the law, and he died when I was young. I was 15, and so definitely a lot of this is like in a way to be closer to my dad, and also so much of it is for my job. I mean, think how many constitutional issues we cover here at CNN, how many criminal issues. So learning about that in class has just been remarkable and additive to my work here, and have to give a big shout out to my employer because, I mean, seriously, CNN, my boss here, Jeff Zucker, made the impossible possible, right? Like saying I can have a little break from the morning show that I co-anchor with my buddy Jim and go to class, and then I anchor on the holidays. So there you go. That's where I'll be on your TV screen on the holidays when I don't have class.
Great. So now here we are, holiday time, and you've written a children's book. Tell us the inspiration behind the book.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, The Biggest Little Boy, A Christmas Story, just out in time for the holidays. Really, this book came from the heart and is based on a true event that happened with our son, Luca. So about 2 years ago, I'm walking through the Christmas tree market in Brooklyn near our home with Luca and my daughter, Sienna, with my husband. And Luca is a baby at the time. He's like in a baby Bjorn on my chest. And he reaches out and he grabs a Christmas tree branch of a huge tree and almost pulls the whole thing over and topples it all over. Luckily, that didn't happen. And in the moment, I thought, what a great story. This could be a children's book. I thought, what's the lesson? Well, the lesson is there is joy in little things. You do not need these big things. You do not need these enormous trees that are too big for your apartment anyways. It's the little things right in front of us that can bring us the most joy and that are most meaningful. So we have to stop always looking up, 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 like all the adults in the big, busy city do as I write, and look at the beauty right in front of us. So that's the basis of the book.
Beautiful. In the book, the child's name is Luca?
That's right.
Now,
like my son.
Is he going to grow up and sue mommy for using his likeness?
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. The book is dedicated to Luca and to Sienna, our daughter. And I'll tell you, there is one lesson for parents here that I learned the hard way. And that is, do not just write a children's book about one of your kids, because your other kid is going to say, where's my book? Now, Sienna's book is coming, hopefully. I've been working on it. But I'll tell you, that was not an easy conversation. She's like, I don't get it. I said, but it's dedicated to you and Luca. She said, I know, but why is it not my book? I learned the hard way.
So writing children's books, is this, I guess, your new passion?
I love it. This whole process has been such a joy from start to finish. Such an absolute joy. I love it. Yes, I've written another children's book with one of my colleagues. I'll leave it a surprise. That'll be coming out in maybe a year or so. And I'm working on the Sienna book as well. So, yeah, it's a passion, and it also brings me so much joy. Everything about it is happy.
And she is very happy and a joy to talk to, Poppy Harlow. The book, a children's book for Christmas, it's called The Biggest Little Boy, A Christmas Story. Maybe you want to find that and read it to your kids.
Oh, very nice. Now we'll see her in a whole new light when we see her anchoring on CNN, right? Poppy Harlow, thank you.